Dear visitors, welcome to Castle Hluboká. I would like to first inform you about the rules. It is forbidden to make photos, to film anything, food and drink, please leave it for after if possible, and do not touch any items on display. That is, if you see leather, wood, fabric on the walls and it looks appealing, do not touch it, please. Thank you. You are now in the entrance hall, where the tour of the representative rooms of Hluboká Castle begins. You will walk through the rooms which were built in the 19th century by the princely Schwarzenberg family, who filled Hluboká as their family residence with extremely rich collections of wall carpets, furniture, paintings, weapons, silver, glass and pottery. The Schwarzenbergs originated from the territory of today's Bavaria. The first written records of the family date back to the 12th century. Their first estate in South Bohemia was Třeboň, which was acquired by Johann Adolf I of Schwarzenberg in 1660. A year later, he bought the Hluboká estate. Johann Adolf I was a friend of the Habsburg Archduke Leopold Wilhelm, who inspired him to collect art items. In 1719, the Schwarzenberg family became one of the richest families in the monarchy, thanks to the huge inheritance of Maria Ernestine of Eggenberg, née Schwarzenberg. The Schwarzenbergs were excellent landowners. They owned extensive forests, fields, fish ponds, breweries, and sugar mills. They were particularly successful in forestry and fish farming, where they applied new techniques and methods. In spite of their extensive economic activities in agriculture and industry, they did not disturb the harmonious relationship with the surrounding environment. The representative entrance hall reminds us of the fame and importance of the Schwarzenberg family. The furnishings of the hall are from the 19th century, with very valuable wall carpets from the 17th century. Above the staircase is an Eggenberg carpet from 1638. Above this, on the right, is a portrait of Spanish General Maradas, who owned Hluboká before the Schwarzenbergs. On the left is a portrait of Count Adolf I of Schwarzenberg. Adolf I was an important general who fought in the Turkish Wars. Under the Eggenberg carpet, you can peer through the glass into the castle tea room, which was used for relaxation and for playing board games.